Hi, welcome to Korean Drama's First Meetings and Last Goodbyes. This is our last goodbye to forecasting love and weather.
It was much more interesting than I thought it was going to be overall.
Yeah.
Like, I think I went in with, like, how could they make this interesting? Episode one was actually pretty interesting. I was like, well, can they keep it up for, like, 16 episodes? They did. They did keep it up.
It was extremely consistent.
Yes.
Yeah.
I did think everything was so nuanced, which I appreciated. I could tell that the writer had spent a lot of time and research figuring out what the KMA even does.
Yeah, they seemed really excited to write in every single detail.
About the weather, yeah.
Yeah.
So I appreciate that. It definitely added realism and made the show more interesting overall. Very unique.
Definitely story-wise, there was nothing to complain about. Like, yeah. It just hit all the right beats at the right time. It was funny when it needed to be. It was serious when it needed to be. Nothing felt wrong.
Right. Yeah. There wasn't even episodes where I'm like, this is the worst episode I've ever seen in my entire life. Holy crap. Why did I even watch the show? I'm dropping the show right now. Because, like, it would turn around in a little bit. It would just be like, oh, that's why they acted that way. And this is what really happened. And then you'd be like, okay, actually, I'm back on board.
Yeah. It met the threshold of, like, everything anyone did, like, made sense or was justified or, like, it worked,
you know?
There was conflict in every scene in a good way, and it was just a good story.
Everyone was a real person, which you would be surprised at how not common that is in K-dramas sometimes. Every single person was a real person.
Yeah, even, like, the cheater couple. Like, they're supposed to be, like, evil, you know, antagonists, but they were even, like, hey, you know, they're multifaceted.
Yeah,
they have communication issues that really sunk their last relationships. But, you know, it's not like they were totally...
completely evil.
Yeah.
It wasn't like these people dated them and got completely screwed over. It was like there was definitely things that didn't work in this relationship. Cheating isn't a good thing, no. However, this couple had to pay the price for cheating. So
they weren't a good couple anyway. So the cheating was just kind of a byproduct of...
yeah.
The fact that they weren't both good couples.
And it was great to see. Like, it was so much fun to see the cheating couple in the beginning fall apart.
Yeah.
Because of their horrible decisions. And it's like, good. That's karmic. That's good.
Yeah.
And then it was also surprising. That's what I'm saying. The show surprised me at how happy I was to see them kind of, like, figure out their bearings at the end.
Yeah.
Just like everyone was like just learning what they wanted in a relationship, and that felt very realistic and real.
Yeah. Definitely I didn't like when they were like saying all the bad aspects of her pregnancy, like, you're gonna have to quit work and just be a mom. And then I liked at the end when she was like, you know, standing up for herself and stuff at work.
Yeah.
So that was it was heartwarming. It was nice. It all came around in the end.
That's what I'm saying, like, it was unfortunate that I had wanted to hate this second couple, but in reality, they're actually not hateable. They're just very other different people who are making choices and seeing what happens after they make those choices.
It was even cute that, like, the guy was still friends with Hak Young.
Yeah. Like, that kind of annoying, like, neighbor friend that you're like, oh, we've known each other for, like, years.
Yeah.
Like, what do you want?
Yeah. We did, like, know each other for 10 years. He does kind of know me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and I just felt like it was... everyone ended up where they were supposed to end up, and there was no ill feelings, which I liked. It was just refreshing. It was, like, refreshing to see, like, what I thought was going to be the standard cheating couple just being kicked to the curb, like they are usually in K-dramas.
Yeah.
And now they're like, oh, no, we're part of your lives forever, but we're okay.
Yeah. I also liked Sokho.
Yes.
And her sister as a couple.
Yes.
Holy shit. It was just great. It was so funny. There were a lot of... like, when they start talking about how they fucked in front of her mom.
Oh, my God. And then mom is, like, initially wanting to, like, stick this out, and then was like, no, I have to leave.
I've reached my limit.
They grossed her out so much. She was like, I was going to interrogate you, but now I'm not. Peace.
Yeah.
It was just, like, I loved how that couple... it was very sweet and very stupid and very fun. Just like silly and dumb, great comic relief. Just
Initially, the sister was a bit annoying.
Oh, yeah.
Especially, like, with the mom. Like, they were kind of annoying together.
The sister was less annoying than the mom, but when she was, like, defending the mom, it was also annoying. But however, that is also very realistic for a family.
For sure, yeah.
So completely realistic. And I do like that once the mom and the sister both had more busy things to do.
Yeah, they got their own storylines eventually. Yeah.
They were like, I don't have time to bother my sister slash daughter. Hakyeon, you do whatever you want to do. I'm busy. I'm busy falling in love with this guy.
Yeah. I thought the redemption-ish for the mom worked. Because, like, she was never, her heart was always in the right place of wanting her daughters to be happy.
Yeah.
She was just going about it the wrong way.
Yes.
And then she learned, like, oh, here's legitimate reasons why someone wouldn't want to get married. And here's why I shouldn't keep forcing them, pressuring them. So I thought she learned her lesson and ended up being a good mom.
Yeah.
In the end.
What I liked was it was all very realistic
for
that mom. You know, just being like, hey, listen, she's so annoying. Honestly, I was thinking in the beginning that I could not continue watching this drama because of how much the mother triggered me so much. I could not keep watching this drama.
Yeah.
However, I guess that's a good thing. That shows how realistic the writing was, because this is exactly a woman we all know.
It's a real
life person.
Scenario, yeah.
We all know this mom. And then, like, at the end when she was kind of realizing, oh, maybe I was wrong about this, it did feel good. It felt good to, like, think, okay, she's changed a little bit.
Yeah, and I did love when she said, like, honestly, like, breaking up out of love for each other is the stupidest thing. It was like, thank you for saying it.
Yeah.
What didn't work was the redemption arc for Siwoo's dad.
I thought, here's the thing, right? It'd be different if he was not as horrible as he was to Siwoo.
Yeah, like, he was, like, cartoon horrible.
Yeah, in the beginning, he was cartoon horrible. So then a redemption arc feels completely unearned. And, like, actually, you're trying to wrap a happy little bow tie over something that's a huge problem. And honestly, Hakyeon, you should not force Siwoo to reconcile with his dying, horrible father because he's just, you know.
Yeah.
It
was weird that they ended up, like, living together.
I don't like that. Because he was set up, the dad was set up to be so horrible in the beginning. It'd be different, again, if he was, like, not great, but, like, not the worst piece of human trash on existence, you know?
Yeah, and, like, he, like, neglected his son, he stole from him, he, like, did so many bad things as a father, and it just sort of, like, felt unearned for Siwoo to still want a relationship with his father.
It felt unearned that they were like, oh, he's changed, so now you're going to get a happy ending, Siwoo, with a father.
Yeah.
I don't like that, actually. And this is, I guess, like, I was thinking about a business proposal. Just the idea of, like, hey, you could have a happy life with people who aren't your parents. That's fine.
Yeah.
You can do that.
And I think, like, you know, like, the fact that he admitted he was a bad father. Like, that's kind of sometimes all you can get in real life. You can never actually get any happy memories afterwards. So if they're still alive and you can get them to admit what they did wrong, that's as good as it gets. You don't have to, like, live with them and then have happy memories on top of that. Like, that's really unrealistic, I found.
Yeah. I think what would have been more realistic, in my opinion, is at most Siwoo's dad admits that he was a bad father.
Yeah.
Then he goes into this cancer treatment, etc. And, you know, it's the kind of thing where you feel sad, but at the same time you don't feel sad.
You know? Yeah, you have very complex feelings when you have a parent that's that shitty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it is, I think that would have been more realistic for a drama that was overall very realistic. Well,
yeah, honestly, it was kind of crazy that, like, both of them, Hakyeong and Siwoo, had, like, such intense trauma, but still ended up, like, relatively normal themselves.
Well, looking at it, they're kind of weirdly obsessed with the weather, so I don't know about normal. I don't know, normal people be like, ooh, I want to be a weather forecaster.
Yeah.
What trauma did you experience as a child?
Oh, I found my dad's body after he killed himself. Oh. Okay, that makes sense now.
Yeah, well, my mom's out of the picture. My dad, like, abused me since I was young through, like, neglect and
and that's why I like the weather.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess maybe because you can predict the weather, you can at least try.
You can at least try to predict the weather. And it feels good to feel like you're predicting something in an uncontrollable world.
Yeah.
So there's some level of feeling like, oh, I did control something.
Yeah, but the show didn't actually, like, go into that kind of connection.
Yeah, the deep trauma connection with weather.
Definitely, like, the worst scenes were, like, when there was, like, weather room drama.
Oh, I hated those. Like,
yeah.
this is, again, it'd be different if this show was just about what it's like to work at the KMA without any romance as a center point. Like, if this was supposed to be, like, Hospital Playlist, just a bunch of, like, weather forecasters, it's ensemble cast, they're having fun or whatever.
Yeah.
Then, yeah, fine, having workplace drama feels appropriate. Here, it was just like, I don't care about this Team One shenanigans, like this guy getting mad at Hakyeon for overturning his weather decision. In a way, that's fine, realistic, if it was just like he got mad.
Yeah.
It's unrealistic when he's like, I'm going to beat you up.
Yeah, honestly, it was like so weird and unprofessional that it was like unrealistic.
I was like, how many times, maybe I'm the person who's uneducated about the KMA, but how many times has the KMA evolved into just pure fist fighting?
Okay. And the fact that he didn't get fired after that, I don't know. I mean, I guess it is a government position, but like, wow.
What I was just surprised at was how many times people have been physically violent towards each other at the KMA, because it seems like something that you could really just go home and not worry about.
Yeah, and honestly, like, the third time they had, like, a will you take responsibility if your forecast is wrong, like, thing is like, well, no. No one can. It's just a prediction. You're doing your best.
At the end of the day, it's the weather. You really cannot control what the weather decided to
do. Yeah, so it's just sort of like, hey, we get it. You can't predict the weather, really.
Yeah.
And you can, all you can do is your best. But, like, they kept bringing it up of, like, what if your forecast is wrong? Then whatever.
I think
we all live.
First few times where, or, like, just the first time to kind of introduce Shiwoo. Like,
yeah.
The first few
times. The first time was fine. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, like, okay, later on, like, there are issues with related to the weather. I don't need her to be like, I'm going to risk everything to prove my forecast is correct. I don't need that, actually. I think I understand they're trying to, like, you know, give her career arc a place to go, but it did feel repetitive after, like, the fifth time. Hey, listen to your boss. He was like, hey, also, I'm the most accurate person, I'm also the most inaccurate person. I deal with it.
Yeah, that ended up feeling good.
Yes.
Yeah.
I like that everyone, I mean, what I liked was the superior boss guy was not unreasonable. That's always good to see.
Yeah.
Just, like, a nice, reasonable person in charge is always great. Very competent person.
Yeah. Hey, everyone was good at their jobs, even that girl.
Yeah, even the intern girl who wasn't sure she wanted to stay in this team. But she was actually very competent still, so that's fine. I enjoy seeing shows where everyone deserves their job.
Yeah, I also liked that older, middle-aged woman forecaster, like her husband taking off to do the test.
Yeah.
At first, she was like, oh my God, you're slacking off. But then she eventually was like, hey, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So I thought that was a nice way for her small story to end.
I like that everyone had their own stories. Very small little slice of life things. Like, each one of them had their own little problems. So I did feel like I enjoyed seeing the whole team.
Yeah.
That being said, I would have liked the intern girl. Well, I don't know if she was technically an intern. She was like,
the lowest on the totem.
The lowest, like, level on their team. She seemed like she would have liked to be in a different division. However, they were like, no, team spirit, we're together and we're friends, so stay here forever. Seemed kind of like, I mean, she did like teaching the newbies, like the real interns, like, oh, I'm the smartest person in the room.
They all think I'm so cool.
Yeah, but I don't necessarily want her to have stayed in this team if she's not interested in this personally, you know?
Just
from a friend point of view, like, hey, girl, it doesn't seem like this is your favorite part of the weather.
Yeah. Changing careers is totally fine and acceptable. And you can still be friends with these people even if you do go to a different branch of the KMA.
Yeah, you can still have drinks with them after work. You all work in the same building.
I think the only, like, okay, so, like, forecaster story was a little bit, like, flat the whole time.
Yeah.
Like, with his wife. And it's just sort of like, why don't you just fucking talk to each other? It had that kind of problem.
I mean, I thought it was realistic in the beginning how they could not talk to each other. And they started just, like, being weird around each other. Because that's very realistic. I think it was kind of unrealistic that he suddenly became a great dad. Or tried to become a great dad. But then, in the end, his wife was like, oh, you're just going to be that way forever, so I'll just deal with it.
Yeah, that was so, like, okay, kind of anticlimactic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would have been more realistic if he, like, maybe made a grand gesture, but in the end, she decided it wouldn't work because you can't just grand gesture fix something that isn't working.
Yeah.
Like, and her daughter was, I mean, this is the realistic thing of kids being like, it's fine if you get divorced. No, I didn't want that. I actually love dad. You shouldn't get divorced. But the real realistic thing is the parent makes the choice of whether they get divorced or not. The kid has no say. Sorry. That's just the way it is.
Like, you can still have parents and have them be divorced. And, like, they still had their own careers. And, like, they were living separately their child's whole life.
Yeah.
So it was, like, so odd.
I mean, it is, okay, let's say culturally, there are a lot of things culturally that definitely divorce is not, it's not considered,
it's not a good thing.
Yeah. And definitely there's more stigma towards divorce. However, that being said, I would have liked to see some shakeups in the status quo here. Considering the whole premise of, like, Shiwoo's deal was like, I don't want to get married, and that's a non-traditional approach to it. So
the show did have a like approach a lot of like non-traditional, like modern sort of topics and problems, but it still kind of ended up a little bit conservative.
I mean, Hakyeon's older sister did get divorced, but it was like, and we saw, oh wow, what a shameful divorcee lifestyle you must be living. But, and I didn't necessarily want her to necessarily get married again. I was fine that she was going to be in a relationship with Seok-ho, but, like, I do agree. Like, I think the end messages were a bit conservative. You should reconcile with your parents, no matter how awful they were to you. Hey, you know what? Marriage and babies are the answer.
Yeah. Don't get divorced with your husband if you can still tolerate him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it would have been realistic if the second couple, when she found out she was pregnant, decided... She was like, I never wanted kids. And he was like, but.
I thought I would have supported her getting an abortion, but I could see why that wouldn't really play well.
Yeah. In any case, I don't mind the ending, but I just wish it had been a little bit more subversive, you know?
Yeah, for sure. After this is over, what should you watch next? Definitely When the Weather is Fine, starring Park Min-young, also involves the weather. To some extent.
Just some very small extent besides the title.
It was, like, way, like, more heartwarming and, like, way more, like, small slice of life. But it's excellent drama, excellent actress.
She does play also similarly more prickly kind of character.
Yeah, someone with a traumatic past.
Yeah.
So it was a good drama all around.
I can't think of... This is why I'm saying, like, I've never seen a show bill itself as... Weather, but love?
the title's so long, but it's actually perfect.
Yeah.
Just like our podcast.
If you would like to see workplace slice of life things, maybe Hospital Playlist. Just because of the workplace slice of life feeling, each person has their own story. And if you're interested in those people's stories, then that's fine.
Yeah, that's a good recommendation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely feels more grounded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Final thought, shout out to his shoulders, that guy's
shoulders. Oh, Song-kan's shoulders.
Song-kan's shoulders. They were so big. It was almost silly that he worked here.
It was kind of hilarious that someone was just like, yeah, you should work at KMA and not be like, you should be a model with your giant-ass shoulders.
Yeah, how does he not get street cast by modeling
constantly,
agencies?
Every single
every
day.
Every time he goes out.
At the very least, they acknowledged he was handsome and wasn't like, he's ugly, but I'm glad you like him.
Yeah. If you have any thoughts on forecasting love and weather that you want to share with us, please tweet at us at KDramaFirstLast, and then have a great day.